By judgment first, automation second, how to spend your first ren on the right one. You buy an AI tool. It works. Every morning it does exactly what you set it up to do, no errors, no drama. And 3 months in, you're still bleeding the same hours and the same money you were before. That's the trap nobody warns you about. The automation didn't break. You just automated the wrong thing, the visible task, not the expensive one. And because the tool runs so cleanly, the problem stays hidden. You're paying a monthly fee to do the wrong job flawlessly. If you're running a startup out of Joburg, Durban or Cape Town on a tight runway, you've probably framed this as a straight fight, pay a management consultant to think about your business, or skip the talk and buy the tool. One is expensive advice. The other is expensive feeling action. You've got one pot of early cash and no obvious way to pick. This post isn't selling you either one. It's a test for working out which one your actual problem needs before a rent leaves the account. The opportunity. Here's the reframe that changes how you spend. A consultant and an automation build aren't two quotes for the same job. They're two different purchases. A consultant sells judgment, defining the right problem, setting the success criteria, telling you what fixed even looks like. An automation build sells execution, the working system that runs the task once you know it's the right task. One decides. The other does. Once you see them as separate purchases, the real question stops being, which do I buy, and becomes, which does the specific problem need? Sometimes judgment. Sometimes execution. Sometimes both. It's not either slash or. Get that right and you avoid the most expensive mistake in the whole game, paying twice. Once to build the wrong thing, then again to fix it. Fixing a wrongly scoped build almost always costs more than getting the problem defined properly the first time. You eat the sunk build, plus the rework, plus the months you ran a broken process thinking it was solved. When you skip the thinking and jump straight to building, 3 failures show up again and again. You automate the wrong workflow. You pick a tool that won't talk to the systems you already run. Or you build something with no success criteria, so you can't even tell if it worked. Every one of those is a judgment failure, not a tooling failure. And no tool fixes a judgment failure. How it works. Before you hire anyone or buy anything, score the workflow you want to automate on 3 axes. First, judgment intensity. Does this task need someone to weigh things up, use context, make a call? Or is it the same mechanical steps every time? Chasing overdue invoices is low judgment. Deciding which late-paying client to keep and which to drop is high. Second, reversibility. If the automation gets it wrong, can you quietly undo it? Or does a mistake go straight to a customer, the South African Revenue Service, or your bank? A wrong internal reminder is reversible. A wrong code sent to a client isn't. Third, data sensitivity. This is where you need to think locally. Under Popia, the moment you're feeding customer or employee personal information into an AI tool, the stakes go up. I won't quote you section numbers, the point is the principle. South African data protection law raises the bar on any workflow touching personal data, and that pushes you toward human review and proper governance before you automate a single step. Now the routing rule. If the workflow scores high on any of those, real judgment, hard to reverse, sensitive data, by judgment first. That's your diagnostic, your consultant, your discovery conversation. If it scores low on all 3, mechanical, reversible, no personal data, skip the discovery spin and go straight to automation. Don't pay someone to think about a task that needs no thinking. One more thing that cheap tool story hides. The real cost of automating isn't the monthly subscription. It's 6 line items, the discovery to work out what to build, the build itself, the tools, training your people to use it, monitoring it so it doesn't quietly drift, and your own time running all of that. A 3 rand 00 a month tool can carry thousands of rands of hidden cost around it. Price the whole thing, not the sticker. And set your expectations on time. Going from first conversation to a live, working automation usually runs something like 10 to 20 weeks. That's a general benchmark, not an essay-specific promise, but if someone tells you it's done by Friday, be suspicious. Sit down and make a simple grid. 1 row per task. Columns, does it need judgment, is it reversible, does it touch sensitive data, and then your verdict, automate now, get judgment first, or both. Fill it in honestly and half your spending decisions make themselves. Case study, the bakery that automated the wrong thing. Picture a small wholesale bakery in Durban. 8 staff, supplying cafes and a couple of retailers, owner doing the books at night. The owner's pain was invoicing. It felt like the bottleneck, a few hours every week generating and sending invoices, always behind. So they bought an automation tool, wired it to their sales sheet, and it worked beautifully. Invoices out the door in minutes. Roughly 3 hours a week back. The bank balance didn't move. Because invoicing was never the expensive problem. The real leak was upstream, in ordering. Cafe's phone and WhatsApp orders in all day, the owner scribbled them down, and a slice of those orders got miskeyed or missed. Underbake and you lose a sale. Overbake and you dump stock at close. That guesswork was quietly costing far more than the 3 hours of invoicing ever did, it just wasn't sitting in a spreadsheet where anyone could see it. The automation ran exactly as designed. It solved a real, visible task. It just wasn't the task draining the money. What turned it around wasn't a bigger tool. It was a short, honest diagnostic, an afternoon of mapping where time and money actually went. That conversation surfaced the ordering mess as the true bottleneck, and the fix there was worth several times the invoicing win. The friction, that first invoicing bill didn't get scrapped, but it got demoted from the solution to a minor convenience, and the owner had already sunk cash and weeks into it believing the problem was solved. Had they run the three-axis test first, ordering, high judgment, low reversibility, customer data all over it, would have flagged immediately as the thing to look at before spending a cent. Frequently asked questions. I can't afford a consultant and a build. If I've only got budget for one, which comes first? Depends on the workflow, not your gut. If the task you're trying to fix is unclear, high stakes, or hard to reverse, by the judgment first, even a short diagnostic, because that's where the costly mistakes hide. If the task is already clear, mechanical, and low risk, skip the thinking span and put your money straight into the build. The wrong move is defaulting to one out of habit. Score the workflow, then decide. Why not just buy the automation tool myself and skip paying anyone to think about it? You can, and for a genuinely simple task you should. But that's exactly where the three failures bite. You automate the wrong workflow, or pick a tool that won't connect to what you already run, or build something you can't measure. And the tool's monthly fee isn't the real cost, discovery, setup, training, monitoring and your own time are the other five. Do the sums on all six before you decide it's cheaper to go it alone. Often it isn't. Is it safe to put my customer data into these AI tools? Treat it as a real question, not a formality. The moment a workflow involves customer or staff personal information, its data sensitivity score goes up, and under South African data protection law that means you don't just automate and hope. You put a human in the loop, you know where the data goes and who can see it, and you're comfortable defending that setup if you're ever asked. Low sensitivity, internal only tasks are far easier to hand over. Anything touching personal data earns a proper look first. The cooler take. By judgment first, quietly assumes you can name the right problem just by thinking hard enough about it, here's what nobody's saying. Often you can't. The bakery didn't find its ordering leak on a three-axis grid. It found it because a cheap, reversible invoicing bill ran clean for weeks and the bank balance still didn't move. The doing produced the judgment, not the other way around. On a tight Joburg or Durban runway, a small, low-risk automation you actually watch for a month is sometimes a sharper diagnostic than an afternoon of mapping. It shows you where the money goes, not where you assume it goes. The honest caveat, this only holds when the task is reversible and no personal data is involved. The moment it's high stakes or touches proper protected information, you buy judgment first, a wrong live automation that costs more than the lesson's worth. Next week, how to write success criteria for an automation before you build it, so a clean running tool can quietly lie to you about being finished.